My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast into the 8 o'clock hour. We'll do our first regular season edition of Five Reasons I Hate You for Indianapolis at 8:23-ish on the show, next segment. People asking on the text page, will 610 be carrying the Brazilian game on the radio tonight? That is the Packers and the Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We will. We'll be carrying the week. We're your home for all the primetime NFL games here in Houston. Sports Radio 610.
A lot of people, I know we have that one listener who thinks we should be boycotting this game for political purposes or what have you. All right, great. That's fine. That's you fight that fight, man. I'm going to watch some football, all right?
Hell yeah.
I'm a fan of globalism when it comes to football, in terms of just give me a football game on Friday night. I'll vote for whoever you want me to. Buy my vote.
That's a good maniacal laugh, man. You got to break that out more often. The Friday night aspect of this game, it feels weird because there's high school football tonight here in Texas. Amy and I are going to the Astros game tonight. I'm like, okay, we're going to the Astros game. But I do want to peep in on that football game a little bit, you know?
Okay, who's carrying it on television?
It's on the Peacock app.
It's Peacock again.
Yeah, it's
okay,
Peacock.
So I was good last night. I can never remember who I have a subscription to or not.
Yeah, it's not, but to be clear, not everybody subscribes to the Peacock app. It's Peacock app only tonight, I believe. It is a streaming game tonight only, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it last night? Oh, could you watch it? Watch it on NBC last night?
Yeah, you watched it on Channel 2 last night. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I watched it on the app. I didn't know I had a choice. I'm such a damn boomer on all this stuff.
You are. Okay. You stream everything, man.
So you can only watch it on the Peacock app. It's in Brazil. This is the first thing that jumps to mind for me is that this is running back summit versus running back summit. This is Saquon Barkley for the Eagles versus Josh Jacobs, new acquisition to the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
And that if you're somebody that feels like, you know what, the pendulum has swung too far, running backs still do matter. I think in the case of the Eagles especially, this is one where you really want to see if that, without Jason Kelce, that is still probably a really good run-blocking offensive line, and can the addition of Saquon Barkley kind of re-tap into everything Jalen Hurts can do?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the matchups to watch tonight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Especially when you consider that Austin Eckler was the leader of the summit meeting last year, and he's just a complete non-factor now playing for the Commanders. This should be whoever wins this game, whoever's team wins this game, should get to basically take control of the running back consortium. You know what I mean? Like when Jon Snow got declared king of the North, You know, like that. If whoever wins this, that's a Game of Thrones reference, people, for those
Nick
who don't
Sirianni's
know.
Kind of like the little 12-year-old chick that actually is running the show, right. Like is a hard ass and
right,
everything. That's
right.
Nick Sirianni in this
that's
matter.
That's him, yes. All right,
Matt LaFleur is like, I don't know, somebody who was banished to the wall.
Oh, yeah, one of the crows. J.J. Watt got people excited yesterday, man. This was really good work, man. If you're listening right now and you're part of the Texans digital content team,
yeah,
bravo.
J.J. Watt is Tormund.
He is. They're doing an amazing job. So there's a hype video, which I know several of you have seen. It plays well with just audio, so it's a couple minutes long. Get comfy. It's J.J. Watt basically walking out of the tunnel in an H-Town blue T-shirt and narrating a series of really cool highlights with some audio mixed in and whatnot. Let's play it for you here. But it's up on all the Texans social if you want to go find the video. Here is J.J. Watt getting you hyped up for the season.
You hear that, Houston? Silence. Sometimes that silence can be deafening. But in that void, there's a whisper of what's to come. A pulse reverberating through the city that grows stronger by the second. You can feel it in the air. A rumbling. An anxiety. That feeling in the pit of your stomach. Echoes of expectations.
Then there's this team in Houston. They brought in Stephon Diggs. They bring in Joe Mixon. And we got massive respect for what they got going on.
It's an earned sensation. And you can't shake it. I've felt it before. I know what it's like.
Dalton throws it. It's intercepted. 1-10-5. Touchdown, Texans. And Reliant Stadium has erupted.
The energy. The speculation. The expectations.
What do you think of the Texans' hype?
Expectations from the outside have gone through the roof.
They have a target on their back.
But listen, the hype, that's just chatter.
It doesn't matter what people say on the outside about the men in this room.
They're pretty steadfast in not listening to the outside noise.
In the end, we're the Houston Texans, so we can't worry about what happened last year.
Because around here, success isn't owned, it's leased. And rent, that shit's due every damn day. We're relentlessly focused on one thing, building this foundation our way. But not only for this team, no. This is for all of H-Town. The heartbeat of this city is what drives this team forward each and every day. So now it's finally time to break that silence and make noise the only way we know how.
Here's it out for Collins. He's got it. Throw down. Will Anderson.
Stingley with the interception. To the end zone. Touchdown.
Houston dominating.
On the damn field. H is up, H-Town.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a good video, man.
That was good. Very good. I knew that, look, I wanted to share the experience of the people who are listening to it for the first time. So I listened to the audio last night. I haven't watched the video
yet.
Oh,
really?
So, right, yeah. So I'm glad that you kind of laid it out visually. I saw, like, the first 5 seconds of the video, and it was real, like, they're zooming in on the stadium at night. Yeah. Or the city, the stadium at night. And I was like, you know what? No, I want to share the experience of people who haven't watched it and kind of just take it in that way.
Oh.
And so... I thought it's very good by JJ. Yeah. I thought the first 30 seconds, they did a really good job of building up to it.
Yeah.
I did. I felt in a lot of ways it was like the first time I ate a kolache, where I'd heard a lot about them. I'd never heard of them before, but then I came to Houston and people were talking about this kolache. And I kind of like, I remember my mouth watering, the anticipation, feeling I could feel my pulse as I waited. And I had that, then I got that feeling in the pit of my stomach, that, and it was a good feeling, damn it.
It's delivered. That's a funny analogy. See, what I'm thinking, my analogy right now, as pertains to you having not watched it yet, I feel a little like when somebody tells me, hey, Sean, I'm about to start in on The Sopranos. And I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous of you, of the ride you're about to go on and experience for the first time. I'm a little jealous of you, Seth, that you haven't watched it yet, that you still have not gotten to experience this for the first time.
I'll have to, maybe I'll wait. You know, I should do this, Sean. I will wait to watch it until right before our pregame show on Sunday.
Okay.
And I will. That'll be my pep talk.
I have to hold
for
you back.
Going into this game.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to sit in a dark room and just take it all in. Yeah.
I was very impressed.
I'll go old school. I'll take some mini thins that I got stashed in my in my bureau or something.
Yes.
I'll kick it like it was in the 90s.
There
That's right.
There you go. They let J.J. curse in that thing. I think we had to censor it. He said that success is not owned, it's leased. And the rent, that bleep is due every day. Use the S word.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what? Okay, that
edgier.
Makes more sense
then.
I was a little uncertain about that part. That makes more sense.
Yeah,
than okay.
Yeah, they have
that was good. I like, too, that we're no... It's nice when the players that you're mentioning, whether it's Nico Collins or Derek Stingley or whomever else, or guys, you're like, oh, yeah, I'd buy that jersey.
They're actually good, yes.
Yeah, it's not when we were trying to prop up whoever that... Who's that linebacker?
Christian Kirksey? Kirko?
No, the guy that got hurt on the field.
Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Yeah, Kamu Grugier-Hill, where it's like you're just trying to talk yourself into Kamu Grugier-Hill. It felt good that they're guys that I genuinely felt good about.
And that thing you hear, that's the heartbeat. Kamu Grugier-Hill with the sack. Yeah, you're right. That would have been a tough video to sell back in 2022, but man, now it's here, man. It's easily sellable.
JJ's done good things for not just the Texans, but I think the AFC South in general. The fact that whether you love or hate Pat McAfee, now that he's on ESPN, he's omnipresent, and he has JJ Watt on regularly during the football season. And those two, as AFC South alumni, they go at it about the AFC South, and I like that. I like more attention focused on our little corner of the world.
That's really cool. Have you guys seen the story about JJ donating 5,000 pounds to a kid in Green Bay who is running a marathon for mental health this weekend? The kid didn't know who Justin Watt was. So it sounds like maybe he donated it anonymously under the name Justin Watt. You know how you see the names of people who donate things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess. I have not seen that story. I have not yet, so I apologize.
5,000 pounds?
5,000 pounds, I guess. So maybe it's a kid. Maybe
he did it from when he was in England
or something? Maybe, I guess.
He was over there with his soccer club?
Could be. Yeah, could be. No, I had not seen that. But if you've seen it, text in and tell us where we can find out more. The audio alone, a lot of people texting in. I want to run through a wall now. The audio alone gives me chills. That had a high chill factor for me. I was definitely multiple times throughout that got chills listening to it.
The Texans have done some really cool things with video over there, and they kind of started in on it before they made an actual turnaround as a team, but it's really fun to watch now because it's like high quality cinematography. They're up there. They could be approaching Rams level in some ways with some of the stuff they do with videos and little mini documentaries and everything. They do a really good job with it. For anybody who actually cares about that stuff, I just look at it as like it's a nice sign of a NFL team that's like rolling with the cutting edge stuff.
Yep.
You know, they're not just some backwater hicks that are just kind of taking their revenue shares and going. It feels like a very modern NFL organization.
Big time, big time. Let's go. I'm hyped. Text message 0074, straight chills, man. 9903, geez, gave me chills, and I've already watched it three times. Me too. I watched that thing five times last night, and just listening to it, I got chills listening to it.
Which specific players are you think people are getting most chilled over? Like chilled in an excited way. They're getting the chill. They're getting goosebumps. Text that in. I'm curious. Not the marquee C.J. Stroud or what have you. And I would say maybe not even a Derek Stingley, but just amongst the rookies or new additions.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it Stephon Diggs? Is it Kamari Lassiter? Who are you just really thinking like, oh, I can't wait to watch this guy actually on the field. I really need to see this. Will Anderson. Just open it up to anybody, whether they're a marquee guy or not.
CJ and Will, there's a Pavlovian thing with CJ and Will for me that's traced back to the night the two got drafted. Which I still watch on a regular basis. I go back and
watch them like walking across the pedestrian bridge and everything else.
The whole thing. I go back and I watch the studio crew sitting there speculating about what the Texans could do it to, and well, let's send it up to the commissioner. And then they pick CJ, and then they the whole thing where now the Texans have traded up. Dude, if you're a diehard Texan fan, I promise you, if you go back and watch that, considering how important that's been to the shift with this team, you will get chills watching it every time, watching CJ just be so hyped to be a Texan and Will so hyped to be a Texan. And now that it's played out the exact way that both of them wanted it to play out here, is really cool.
Well, you know, the cool thing about my favorite part of that weekend was when they did the introductory press conference and you had Will and CJ out there together. And I think that was the first glimpse you got into the dynamic between those two. But then also CJ, you know, CJ's a slow burn in a lot of ways. It's not like it's, you know, there's some athletes where you almost like Will, honestly, like, you know exactly who he is, like the first couple interviews you watch. With CJ, kind of the same way it was with him on the field in training camp. He's kind of methodical. He's very, he's a serious young man in a lot of ways, and it doesn't always feel like it takes a little while to get to know him. And that introductory press conference, I think he was really comfortable up there next to Will, and I think you saw the more extroverted side of CJ, and that was really cool. I just remember thinking, like, all right, this is different.
Yeah.
This is something new and maybe different than I had seen from. I'd watched a bunch of CJ Stroud interviews and everything because we had known for a while that if they were going to take a quarterback, it was probably going to be him.
Yeah.
I got excited about that press conference. I allowed myself to get excited about that press conference.
The best part of that press conference as it pertains to CJ was when Nick wasn't getting enough questions, so kind of steered it over to Nick. Like, I don't know, why isn't anybody giving Nick his flowers? You know, like, it was really
funny. Even in the photo shoots and everything, when they showed the off, like, quote unquote off camera stuff, but like when he was joking around with Will and everything, you saw that different side of CJ than maybe you'd seen before. That part was cool.
It was great. A lot of people texting in on your questions. So, well, first someone texts in, swinging through Shipley's now for a dozen kolaches. Thanks a lot, Seth.
That's how you honor the city of Houston.
That's it.
And listen, Czech Americans, I know it's not a Texas kolache, okay? I realize that the actual kolache is the pastry one or whatever. Yeah, I know. I just, like, what I think of is a kolache, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
Don't go all Italian on me explaining what pizza is supposed to be. Pizza is American pizza,
that's
for all
right.
I care.
That's right. A lot of Lassiter on here for guys you're looking forward to. You know, got the chill bumps getting ready to go watch the. A lot of Lassiter. And he's on my list, too. Daniil Hunter shows up a few times on the text page. Mm-hmm. Someone says Diggs, Mixon, Lassiter.
Mixon might be the one that's been lost in the shuffle in a lot of ways. Partly because of, you know, we mentioned the running back summits earlier. Partly because the running back is just undervalued perhaps at this point.
Yeah.
But Mixon might be low key a guy that's a key to high-level success on this team.
Oh, yes.
Even if he doesn't have an incredible season.
Agreed.
Because there's elements to the running game where the running back can make the offensive line look good more often than the offensive line makes the running back look good, honestly. I think there's times, and like a good, solid, quality running back can do more with imperfect blocking and can kind of sometimes just make those guys look like better run blockers than they are. And if Mixon can do that, and if along the way the run blocking does get genuinely good, he doesn't have to be all pro or Pro Bowl even, but it might just be that 1-2 punch, making a legitimate 1-2 punch combo of the pass game and the run game that makes it a genuinely elite offense.
Yeah, make us better in the red zone, man. Make it so that the red zone isn't so confined. Because that's the problem for the Texans now when they get in the red zone is they have no running game, so it's confined space to try to throw the ball in, man. Just give us the threat of the run down in the red zone. That would be huge. 5 reasons I hate you. We do it every Friday before a Texans game. We do Indy twice a year, and we manage to come up with new material. There's a lot of reasons to hate Indianapolis, so we'll give you 5 of them coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Five reasons I hate you. And boy, could they have put a more hateable team in week one for us to do this exercise? I think not.
No.
Indy. You hate them already.
Yeah,
Seth.
There's none. I don't have to dredge up some feelings or anything or go all water boy on it. No. How do I get myself angry about the vast wasteland that is the pathetic backwater driftwood, enjoy your cousin marriage piece of crap state of Indiana.
Yeah. Use it all up yet. I've got a bullet point for you in there. Save it.
That is an inexhaustible supply, Sean. Inexhaustible supply. This spring never dries up.
All right, let's do this. Five reasons I hate you. Let's start with a new one. This one has never popped up before because this song just popped up in the preseason. This clown named Seth DeFlo Erskins. I hate him because of what he does to your good name, Seth. His first name is also Seth.
Seth has lost a lot of value over the years. It used to be a relatively rare name, and then I don't know if it was a Seth Rogen influence or what. There's a bunch of Zoomers named Seth,
yeah,
but whatever.
Including this guy, Seth DeFlo Erskins. This was before the Colts were playing the Broncos. I should probably go check and see if he's got a Texans song for the game. I'll do that in the break. But this was the song he had during the preseason for the Broncos. Take a listen.
This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
With the nay at the end.
Nay at the end's pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
That's, you know, frankly, it's sacrilegious. It's like that. That was one of my, you hear a lot of, well, depending on which team or what have you, in the NFL weight rooms, usually the veterans get to pick the music, and a lot of times it ends up either being gospel or Christian rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit more partial to the gospel, just because the Christian rock feels like you're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But. There's some catchy tunes.
There are.
And
no,
that was one of them.
Yeah.
That was, I used to enjoy working out to that one. It was, so now I don't like that they've bastardized it.
Sullied that song.
Yes. Used it for the very worldly concern of propping up your football team. The most heathen of all the franchises, by the way.
Right.
You know, you're going to tell me Jim Irsay?
Yeah.
You're going to take that Christian rock song and make it about Jim Irsay's team? My God, how much meth did you do to come up with that idea?
Jim Irsay, who tweeted yesterday, Roof? ? And that was it.
I've donated a lot of money to people in poor communities, and you're buying crack, Jim. My God, what the hell are you talking about?
Right, so that's
big baggy full of oxycodone.
So that's reason number five. Seth DeFlo Erskine's songs.
What a bastard! I hate that kid.
Okay,
unless he's special needs or something.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
Okay.
Number four. They're smug GM, and I have friends who are friends with Chris Ballard, so I apologize
Texas City types.
To those friends in advance. I know maybe listening right now, but smug Chris Ballard after they got Leatu Latu with the 15th overall pick, the first defensive player taken in that draft. Here was Ballard on the Colts' internal, the content that they're putting out there on draft weekend in the war room. Here was smug Ballard after Latu landed a Colt.
We had the best rusher in the draft.
We got the best defensive player. All those 14 guys in front of me are so stupid. Someday maybe they'll win one playoff game in 6 years, too.
We got the best pass rusher in the draft in the middle of the first round, where he was probably appropriately rated because he's not actually like considered like your classic Miles Garrett or Will Anderson type.
That's the
best. You got him exactly where he should have gone. Chris Ballard acting like it's a coup or something.
He is.
You know, like, it's like acting like, I got a $7 refund on my taxes. Yeah. Oh, Daddy, take that, Uncle Sam.
The IRS is so stupid. They're so dumb.
I got 29 miles per gallon out of my Toyota. Woohoo!
All the gas.
Yeah!
The petroleum. Woo! The petroleum gods are so dumb.
I got a guy who had marks against him because of college production injury history and not all that spectacular athleticism outside the first top five picks of the draft.
15th pick in the draft. Play it one more time, Ben, so people can hear it again in case they didn't hear it.
We had the best rusher in the draft.
It's the cackling that gets you right there. Like, everybody's stupid.
It's like you shoot your 22 in the air in celebration. Like, ping, 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 ping.
All right, number three. Five reasons I hate you. Number three, they are war room cheerers. Going back into their war room. They cheer picks on cue. It's rehearsed. Yeah. They wait for the GM to walk in. They all stand up like a dictator just walked in, and they clap for the cameras. You know who hates people like this? I'm not going to speak for him, but I'm going to let him speak for himself. Nick Caserio does not like war room cheerers.
I mean, I'll probably get cursed out for this, but, you know, the teams that after they make a pick and then the camera's in the room, like, they have the whole room stand up and clap. Like, I mean, give me a break. We just pick the phone up. Hey, you know, we're on the clock.
Right, that's
we're
good,
about
man.
To
that's
pick you.
We got what we needed. Yeah.
It's disgusting. A bunch of guys. They're like chimpanzees congratulating themselves for their autoerotic activities. It's like, all right, good job. You did You picked the guy at your allotted slot. You really got that one. It really put it on the rest of the league. How about, yeah, it's good, good for you. The other part about the Colts war room that's fun is it looks like an episode of The Office, yeah, where like people are, they're very aware that the camera is there. Like they're all Steve Carell in The Office, where you're kind of like, oh wait, oh, there's a camera here. What can I do? And they take Chris Ballard takes a furtive look at the camera,
yeah,
and then celebrates.
They had some scout that acted like Jim Halpert, like looking at the camera like the shoulder shrug. I'm doing a shoulder shrug, people. Sorry. Shoulder shrug with a grin on my face. All right. Reason number two. I just wrote annual.
We're only up to reason number two. Oh, well, we're
counting down.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah. We're counting down. So we're up to reason number two. Annual. I just wrote annual Seth inbred indie people reason.
Right.
The floor is yours. Go ahead. Yeah.
Which feels, it's dicey. You know, somebody pointed this out to me long ago. Like, when it comes to issues like incest and what have you, you know, like, clearly, don't worry about it. Because, like, with Indianapolis, I'm not talking about the dicier aspects of all that. Like, this is willing adults marrying each other. Like, this is like, I'm a 48-year-old Indianan. I ain't got none other options in this life. Hell yeah, I'll marry my sister. Look at her. Look at that ass. Look at it. I can't believe I got the best cousin in the bunch. Woo! Ah! Bring out the air gun, mama. / auntie. I want to shoot it in the air. I'm going to take my Crossman pistol. And I'm going to go paint the town rouge. That's French for purple. Yeah, this is consenting adults deciding that the best option they have in life is to sweep their sister off her feet and carry across the threshold into your tarp covered trailer. Yeah, and then fill her full of meth because that's what she likes.
That lived up to the hype.
We got the good stuff.
That lived up to the hype. My favorite part.
We got the Walter White up in here. Shaking a pill bottle. That's the mating call there. They're shaking a pill bottle.
I don't know what your exact wording was at the beginning of that whole thing was, but no, where you said,
God, if I know,
conversation I once had with someone about incest. I'm like, who are you sitting around having conversations about incest with?
Game of Thrones enthusiast.
I got you.
This is classic Game of Thrones type.
Yes,
This is arranged marriages between cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Indianapolis is basically King's Landing or Westeros or whatever.
Just without the actual money and resources and all of the other stuff that goes with it.
Yes. Yeah. All right, reason number one.
Still very fond of the venereal diseases like a lot of medieval whorehouses.
Okay,
but yes.
Reason number one. You got your stuff in. Lay off them. They're Seth, those people have families, as you just pointed out.
I know. And the family tree is fascinating to look at. It's like a lesson in geometry.
Straight line.
Yeah.
All right. Reason number one, according to one scientist,
he estimated that just the residents of Indianapolis ate about 2,000 pounds of cow manure every year.
That was from back when they first decided that, okay, maybe we need to regulate some of these food manufacturers a little bit. Things are getting a little out of control. Indiana was, they were kind of like, you know, it took Louisiana forever to raise the drinking age to 21. That's how Indiana was with their manure eating. They were like, get out of here, Uncle Sam. You're not going to take away my constitutional right to eat manure.
People loved your rant, by the way. Seth, mama/auntie, LMAO. Mama/auntie hit again big with somebody else. Seth has me cracking. Mama auntie.
There's a common phrase up there. You control F on anything in like Indiana state legislator or anything. Mama auntie comes up a bunch of times.
Someone put Lucas Oil and then in parentheses, ing up your cousin stadium. Lucas oiling up your cousin
it's
stadium.
It's a big family reunion there at Lucas Oil Stadium. Basically, people wonder how are they so good at it's staying quiet when the offense is on the field. And people will say, well, Peyton Manning trained him that way. Like, no. Like, Peyton Manning threatened to expose their family tree. You know, he just... they're
he extorted
very,
them?
Yeah. I was like, I'll blow the roof off of all of you and your cousin marriage if we don't do
he
this.
He said, yeah. You be quiet. And they said, yes, me be quiet. Yes, thank you.
You be quiet. We'll let you sleep inside tonight. Ooh.
Peyton Pendergast. All right,
Mama, sister, did you hear that? Seriously though, awful state. Veer around it whenever you can when driving.
We are in the middle of two of the craziest streaks in recent Houston sports history. I actually put up a poll. I was mildly surprised at what won. I won't say what won because I want Seth to guess, but which poll or which streak, I should say, is crazier? The Reds have won 9 straight against the Astros going back 5 years. The Texans have won 8 straight AFC South road games going back to the David Culley era. Which of these is crazier when I say that to you? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. Seems like you guys enjoyed 5 Reasons this week. We'll read some of the texts in a minute. So this is crazy. These are two streaks that I was unaware of until this week that both the Astros and the Texans are involved in. And ironically, based on how these teams have performed over the last several years, which these two streaks extend over, the Texans are on the good side of their streak, and the Astros are on the wrong side of their streak. But as has been pointed out many times over the last 4 days, the Astros have not beaten the Reds since the 2016 season. They last beat them in 2016. Since 2019, the Reds have beaten the Astros 9 straight times. They played them 3 times in 2019, 3 times last year, 3 times this week, and they've won 9 straight. The Texans have won 8 straight AFC South road games, and I know the AFC South has not been the AFC North, or fill in the name of any good division, but the Texans have won 8 straight road games against Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. So I asked the people, which of those is crazier when you hear it? Of those two, which is the crazier of the two, Seth? Which is
like, I don't, okay, the one, I honestly, the one with the Reds, I just look at it as, okay, that's just it's a statistical oddity. And, okay, do the Reds feel like they own the Astros? Okay, great if they do. I don't think it does anything for anybody. I think with the Texans having the 8 straight road victories, in some respects, all right, that's a statistical oddity, too, because it's not like the Texans were good 2 years ago and that it was just some display of dominance. If anything, it's kind of embarrassing for the AFC South that extends back to 2 years ago. But I do think that it does feel good now that the Texans are very, very competitive again. I do like the idea of maybe starting to really just own the emotions of those fan bases.
On the road,
and those teams. Yeah, on the road. I'm like, yeah, we came into your place. Hey, Indy, we're taking your cousin home with us. You know, you don't get to kiss her tonight. We're going to take your first cousin home with us, and she's going to have her, and we'll let her have her way with us. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that you can. You, especially in a place like Indianapolis where they have the advantage of playing in a dome, just as the Texans do as well. But if you want to think of yourself as a scary place to play, oh yeah, get out there in your fancy white uniforms and go out there and play your brand of football in front of all your loud fans. And you know what? Doesn't matter. We'll shut you up. Shut you up good.
It doesn't sound like you think the Astros one is really all that crazy, that it's baseball and it can happen and there's, it's a 162-game season and these are just 9
games.
Yeah,
I'm honestly astounded that you're as fascinated with it as you are.
I'll tell you why.
Because it's not like you don't tie it to any particular thing the Reds have been doing it or something. It's just one of those weird things.
Well, I'll tell you why in a second. But but 61% of the people, for what it's worth, well, I just gave you the number, so forget about the poll. 61% of the people think the Astros streak is crazier than the Texans streak of winning 8 straight division road games. The this is where I found it crazy because, look, like along the way, like you did face Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander twice and Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti having just won the pitcher of the month. Like, the,
yeah.
Like, they're, like, you know, and there's a few janky pitchers in there too, like Brandon Belak is in there. JP France last year is in there, right? Along this 9-game winning streak.
I light a candle for JP France every day. Yeah. He's the forgotten Astro, yes.
Yep.
He's the forgotten developmental pitcher, yes.
In terms of the sheer math of it, this is what fascinates me, and there's a gambling angle involved, so maybe that's why it fascinates me more than you. If you had put $100 down on this winning streak,
yeah,
you would have made $193,000. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I'm not saying, like, boy, y'all are dumb. You didn't start putting money down on the Reds against the Astros in 2019. What I'm saying is, like, this is a 2,000-to-1 shot of this happening. Like, this is a 1 in 2,000 chance of this happening. That's what's so crazy to me. The even crazier thing is the Texans won. Because there were several of these games where, believe it or not, even though it's Tennessee and Jacksonville and Indy, there were several of these games that the Texans have won on the road against these teams where they were 10-point underdogs, 7.5-point underdogs, like significant, significant underdogs. The very the first one of this streak in Tennessee, the money line was plus 575, which is massive for an NFL game, which means you got to bet 100 to win 575 on the Texans. If you had started this, if you had sat down, Tennessee road game in 2021, the David Culley, and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up an 8-game parlay that's going to last for the next 2 seasons or 3 seasons, and just kept putting the Texans on the road into that.
Yeah, yeah.
$100 pays $969,000.
So it was, just when you factor the odds into it, it's way more improbable that, because when the Texans were bad in 2022,
yeah,
then that's where it really, it's like a good baseball team losing to a lesser baseball team. It's as close to a coin toss as you can get in scenarios like that compared to other sports.
Right.
It's just not as easy to beat up on another baseball team in the regular season. Where with football, when you're the worst football team going in and facing a good football team at home, it happens, but not all that often that you win that game. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. I wish I could tie it to, like, oh, D'Amico was the coach that year also or something. You know, that was the year that D'Amico was just starting to institute his stuff. That's the part that's
you want it to mean something. I'm just fascinated that it ever occurred in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, that's and the Texans, and they're both still current. That's the thing. It's not me going back and reading an article like, do you realize 5 years ago that the Reds beat the Astros 9 straight times? Like, we're still living this right now. Like, these streaks are both still active, and one of them is being defended on Sunday on our very air at noon.
You know what, Sean? You should blame Nick Caserio for the fact that I'm not as impressed by it as you.
Yeah.
Because in some of the literature that he's given me to read as he tries to indoctrinate me, I asked him for a list of the books that he's read, and I've read a couple of them so far. A lot of it does drive home kind of like ignoring stuff like this.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, crazy coincidences happen all the time and they're absolutely meaningless. So you got to be really, really careful about tying too much significance to them. So you can blame Nick Caserio for me being properly indoctrinated into just his way of thinking that, like, yeah, you can't get distracted by these little oddities or what have you. You got to try to separate the signal from the noise.
Again, yeah. Nick Caserio, who on this show has said, I've probably played slot machines once in my life in a casino.
Yeah, he understands the odds. He's like, all right, great. Okay, great. Oh, I hit a jackpot my first ever at one. Yeah, you know, he understands that it doesn't mean anything.
Like, the Reds were underdogs in 8 of these 9 games. Like, the Texans were heavy underdogs. The only game the Texans were favored in this streak that I'm talking about here, that they've won 8 straight on the road in the division, they were a coin flip. They were a 1-point favorite last year in Indy in that Week 18 game. That's it. Other than that, they've been pretty substantial dogs. Yeah, man, $100, $1 million.
The biggest upset was them versus Tennessee last year,
the very first game of the streak back in 2021.
I'm counting
backwards on the list there.
Last year they weren't that. That's how bad Tennessee was in some respects last year, was that when Case Keenum started that game.
Small dog. They were small dog.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, they were 3-point underdog.
So that one feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good that the Texans were a heavy underdog to Tennessee went to start that streak, and
yes,
they still pulled it off.
I like what you're saying, where like this is where this is. Put the Astros aside. I'm with you on the randomness of baseball. It's just a crazy random thing. Like that's crazy random. But I like what you're saying about like this. They've already established this win streak over the division in their place, and now they've got a team that's equipped to take this thing for another 8 games. In a division, quite frankly, that's set up if this were the Lions, they'd be like, okay, we got to deal with the Packers. We got to deal with Caleb Williams now. You know, if this were the AFC, say this were the Bengals, they'd be like, all right, we got to deal with the Ravens and the Browns and the Steelers.
You should bring this up to Nick, whether it's on air or not, if you see him at the game on Sunday. Obviously, you won't, but next week. I think that you should, because this is the tempting part for a GM. This is what Nick, I can almost guarantee you this is the way he would look at this. It's tempting for the human involved in it to want to take credit for it. And Nick would be on guard for that. Like, if there's any part of him that thinks, well, yeah, you know, maybe it's because we've drafted really well for special teams or what have you, that's where he'd be like, wait a second. No, like, you can't fall into that trap of, like, of thinking that, oh, yeah, this is because the plan's all working out.
He is literally the only one still left from in the building, probably, other than ownership and people on the business
side.
Some
of the players.
And a couple of the players, Nico Collins and a couple other guys who were even around for that first Tennessee win back in 2021. So yeah, there you go. People think the Astros one is crazier, but financially, you'd made a lot more money betting on the Texans, nearly $1 million. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth, you want to get the people up to speed on the injuries?
Yeah, okay, here you go. You got to worry about MJ Stewart with his knee. He's not going to play. That's it. That is the lone member of the Texans injury report as of yesterday. For the Colts, Josh Downs out with an ankle. That's significant as well. And that is your injury report. It's short in week one, baby. Let's keep it that way. That's your injury report brought to you by Mokarem Law.
All right, up next, we've got trash talk between the Colts and the Texans. CJ and Zaire Franklin have been going at it. We will go through all of it. The chronology is going to get you fired up for Sunday's game, which you can hear right here at noon on Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.